We're learning a little bit from the end of the Sefer, or at least it's not the end of the Sefer, it's after the Sefer. We're learning a little bit from after the Sefer. We began last week, Perek Yud Aleph, Ein Lekavein Es Hashem, and we're up in the old edition, Tof Yud, Shin Peches
At the top.
in the new edition, Ein Lekavein Es Hashem. This Perek is bechlal, a very, very important hadrocha for davening, bechlal. Well, but for our avodah that we've been learning over the past few years, the avodah is about this. So I just forgot. I wanted to thank Meridian, Jeff Weinberg, and Ralph Ertzkin, the whole Chevron Meridian for always sponsoring the shiurim. And we should continue to only have simchas and tehillim.
Amen.
Amen.
The Refuah Rebbe. We had a Refuah also in there. One other sponsor. I don't know if you still have that.
I don't see it here. Sorry. Oh. Oh, I didn't know we had this whole thing. Thanks for the start. Also, it should be a schus for a four shleima for Brindle Leia, plus Yehudis Ariella. It should be a four shleima. Okay, I think that's it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Shkarchte. All right. Ein l'kavinus Hashem. I'm not going to go over the whole Hagdama from last week. The inyan that we're in is how, on the one hand, to honestly turn to Hashem with things that we feel that we're in need of, and things that seem very, very obvious to us that are urgent in my life in a good way, whether it's parnasa or the children, whatever it might be, that we feel that we need and we want. We do turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with what we need. At the same time, as we were learning about last week, we first of all, we don't truly know for sure whether this particular, remember that's what we're talking about, this particular Mahalach is the one that's best for me. So I'm turning to Hashem for Parnasa, that doesn't mean that I should be stubborn about this particular job or this particular way of making money, because Abi Drachim Lasha, Hashem has many ways they can give you a parnasa, and you could be pushing something very strong, and it might not be good for you. And there is such an inyan. He doesn't talk about this right here, but there is such an inyan. It's one of the ways that Hashem does things. It's brought down really in a number of places, but in Tikkun Tzadik, the Kohen talks about, Tzadik speaks about this, that sometimes you're trying to be machriach Hashem. You're trying to force Hashem in a certain way, and it might not be good for you. And you can get what you're asking for, and it's not good for you. So there is such an inyan in the world that not to be an action that dafka has to be this panasa or dafka has to be this shidduch. Parents want their child to get married, so they dafka are excited about this guy, this girl for their kid. Doesn't dafka have to be that? The ikkar is that we want this for the right reason, and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to end the tefillah, one can say, I think this is what this looks like, it's good, but one should end always by saying, HaTov Be'Nacha Aseh. But Hashem, I don't always know what's good for me. I don't always know what's right and best for my kids, for my family, whatever. So I'm asking you that it seems to me that this is what's best. I'm davening. But at the end, Hatov Beinecha Aseh, that it should be Hatov Beinecha, what's best and what's right in your eyes. And that's where you have to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Not to try to force it, the Dafka has to be a certain way. So let's continue. Kitzach Rak Lahavi said the Ram Lifnei Hashem. Davening means to lay things out before Hashem, to put them out before Hashem. And to ask Hashem that even though it seems to me that this is what is best, but you know what's atoyv hanitzchi v'amiti. You know the ultimate best, and you know what's best for me, and not just best for me right now in my life, but what's best for me 10 years, 15, 20 years from now. So something might seem like it's best for me right now, but it could cause me terrible aggravation 20 years from now. So you know the whole picture. So I'm, and you want me to bring things down through davening to you. So I'm asking you that. It means that from Rashi and the Tzudis and the Malbim, in other words, when I turn to Hashem, my soul is silent. What do you mean I'm davening? So what does it mean that my soul is silent? If I'm davening, I'm not silent. But it doesn't say I'm silent. It says domi nafshi. So he writes, "Kani domim b'shoisek lo nasem l'shem eitz v'derech." This is what the Chovas Lavavos explains. I'm davening, so I'm not being silent. But kani domim b'shoisek lo nasem l'shem eitz v'derech eich lo hishieni. It means, of course, I'm davening, but inside of me. There is this silence, meaning that I'm not telling you, Chas v'Shalom, I'm telling you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you dafka have to do it this way, or I'm giving you an etza how to help me or to what to do for me. I'm not doing that. L'chein doymi nafshi. If I'm speaking, I'm not silent, but there is this silence within me, trusting that Hashem knows what's best. Nesha tikvasi ubitchayni ani tolebo. Because my trust I'm giving, and my faith and my hope I'm giving over to you. I trust in you. I'm not telling you how to bring about my parnasa. I'm not telling you how to work it out with this shidduch or with that kid. I'm not telling you how to do that. You know the best way to do it. What I am saying is that I'm very, very worried about my kid. I'm very worried about the parnasa. I'm very worried about this shidduch, about my kid getting married. I'm very tibrochen about this. It seems to me that this is a certain mahalach, but I don't know. Therefore, I'm putting this out before you. Help me, and I'm going to try to feel within me that quiet, that silence of being able to give over my inyan to you, and to trust that you know what's best for me. For me, for my kids, for my family, for all of Am Yisrael, that you know what's best forever. You know what's best. Kimi menu tikvasi. When it says for Emes Liakov, from the Chavos Das, there are many songs that have the name Emes Liakov, but from the Chavos Das, Hevi is Masha Omer betfila shekodim ha-karbonis, that in the davening before karbonis, after you say Baruch HaMakadosh Shmo Barabim, so There's a short tefillah before we begin to say korbanos. And in that short tefillah, we have the words, Mi bel yonim sachtonim shiyom al chamas tasa matifel. Who is there? The words simply mean, who is there in the higher world and the lower world that could tell you what to do? So not just us, but Mi bel yonim sachtonim shiyom al chamas tasa matifel. Avinu shuv shemaim, asei imanu chesed. There's no one in the higher world and no one in the lower world that can tell you what to do and how to act. Avinu shebishamayim, our Father in Shemayim, asei imanu chesed. Just we're asking you to be kind to us. Asei imanu chesed, but you know what the chesed is, and they say imanu chesed. So because he asks there, the Chavos Das, madu hekdimu mi bel yoinim. What does that mean? Mi bel yoinim shem, who in the higher world, lifnei hatfilah l'Hashem esbarach, before davening at the beginning of tefillah, at the beginning of davening to say such a thing, because there's all before kabbonis, before pesukah dezimra. But pirish, he says, shemikayim she'eni toni yodei adma. So Chavos Das says, since we don't know what's best, leirak anu hanim tzayim ba'olam satachtonim. Now that. Ignorance of not knowing ultimately what's best. That's not only a problem that we have here in this world. He says that's even in the, he says elagam oisim shehem be'elyonim, even the malachim, even in the higher world, even be'elyonim ein yodim mat tov be'emes. They also don't know what mat tov be'emes. Ki rak Hashem is baruch levado yodei ma be'emes tov. Only Hashem himself knows ma be'emes tov. L'chein ein anu mevakshim shi'eshienu Therefore, when we say to Hashem, when we ask Hashem, "Asei imanu chesed," not according to the understanding of what the malachim, how they understand what chesed is, not according to what I think is the chesed over here, not according to what other people think is the chesed. "Asei imanu chesed," that you know is the ultimate kindness for me and what I need, not what the malachim, not their chesed, because they also don't know. I don't know. They don't know. You're the only one that knows the true chesed, the true chesed. There's a personal note, and there's a terrible, painful example, but just there's unfortunately things that happen in life. But you see that Lo'aleinu, I don't think that I don't have more than a week or two to go without some very sad father or potential father or mother calling to tell me that the wife had a miscarriage. Lo'aleinu. Miscarriage is a part of this world. They've been here from the beginning, and many, many women have not only one miscarriage, they have multiple miscarriages that we don't know about because nobody walks around talking about it. But it's a nice that a baby is born, and that a baby should be born, and it should be healthy. It's not to be taken for granted. And a miscarriage is a very, very painful thing. I know people that had six, seven miscarriages. It's a terrible, painful thing. And for that person, it's very easy to get lost in that terrible, terrible disappointment, which a man can't understand the level of that disappointment. It's very easy to get lost in that terrible disappointment. First of all, it's very physically painful and uncomfortable. And then emotionally, a woman's carrying a child inside of her. Be for a few weeks, could be for a few months, it could be chalila, and then the baby is stillborn, God forbid. And for that person, it's the greatest tragedy. It's understandable. But any person that's talking to that individual is thinking the following. We all have had these conversations, and you know, you're thinking, but do you really know what would have been with that child? Do you know what would have been with that child? In other words, the pain, the misery, the aggravation that could have been either experienced by that kid or by you and your husband with that child is something that nobody knows. Only Hashem knows. Not a malach, not the doctor. The doctor sometimes will tell you that you know, you're lucky that it didn't work out because the baby would have had all these problems. Sometimes they'll tell you that. Sometimes it's just that it didn't work out and there's a miscarriage. Hashem Yisbarach wanted that woman to bring that neshama down into the guf. When Mashiach comes, the husband and wife are going to raise, when they'll be Trias HaMeisim, they're going to raise that child. And they'll have the pleasure, the excitement, and the fun of having a child. But for now, Hashem Yisbarach knew that that baby needed a certain tikkun to come to the world for 6 weeks, for 2 months, for 5 months. The baby needed some kind of a tikkun to be in the guf, whatever that is. I mean, it's discussed in this form, but whatever that is, the baby needed some sort of, and the parents needed a certain, and Hashem has a whole complicated web of a whole thing going on about why it had to be exactly these two people, why exactly the baby would live exactly to this moment, and then there would be a miscarriage. So we doubt that no one, the Kohen Gadol will go, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he went into Kodesh Kodesh, would daven shlo tapel isha pri bitna. We daven that no Jewish woman should have miscarriage chalila. So it's happily should pre-bitten. But if it happens, then who yadeya, he knows atayva nitzri for this child and for this husband, for this father, for this mother, and for the neshama of this child. This child's been to the world before. And Hashem Nisbach knows atayva nitzri, that this child had to finish up something by just being in the goof in this world for a few months or for a few weeks. And the parents were the ones who were given the source of taking care of that tikkun that's connected to their neshamas. And it's the Teva Nisri. The rest of the world is saying, Gevalt, Gevalt, this is terrible, this is a tragedy, and so on and so forth. And that's how it is with everything. Therefore, this is what Rabbi Nachman and the Tzaddikim are talking about. Therefore, we don't say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now davening, that the Yeshua should come davke in this way. course, using that example, anybody would say we're davening, it should be a healthy, full term baby. We should daven for that. The child should be healthy. It should be everything should be okay. And that's asking for the Yisur B'chlal. But when it comes to saying that to daven, the davka, it has to be this way. Or after Lo Aleinu, the woman has the miscarriage, she feels that she can't go on with the life and that there's no tachlis to life. And this is what, well, this is already leaving the world of Amunah and going to a different place. Because of Achsam Sefer, again, Rak HaSeimon Chesed V'Sulo, Chesed V'Sulo, Hashem. You know the true Chesed should be what's best, the true Chesed. Because of Achsam Sefer, Shalachen Ono Omrim, Shiyamali Hashem Mishal Hasenu L'Toyva. It's brought out from Achsam Sefer, and the Baal Shem Tov, many tzaddikim said this, that's why we say in our davening, Shiyamali Shimali Hashem Mishal Hasenu, or Mishal Haslibenu L'Toyva. So I was saying before, because if you push something very, very hard, you might be sorry for that. You get what you're asking for. It might not work out, like we were talking at the end last week. So you ask, Imali Mishal Sen Latoiva. Kirak Hashem Levado Yudea, Yubemis Ein Ze Latoiva. Shalai Yasa. Afa Bisha Nir Lonish Ze Latoiva, even though this might seem like it's good, but Hashem knows this is not good. And if you know this is not good, even though it seems to me that this is good, if you know that this is not good, sometimes the parents are pushing like crazy to get a kid into a certain school. And they're going crazy that the kid has to be davka in this school. And they're calling up every gvir and every rabbi, and they're getting, you know, they call up, you know, the senator to get the kid into the yeshiva. What's considered to be normal ishtadlus? We're not going into the whole sugya of ishtadlus. We're talking ishtadlus, a very, very big sugya. Talking in Stylus, obviously he's touching upon it. Many years ago, I gave part of the Shia and the Meridian Shia. We had, I think, when I was still going to the office in the city back in those days, we did from Tal Lechaim, from after the song, we did a long piece in Vayishlach, Chanukah, a long piece on Bitochen and the Stylus is Rekedai to review, only the Yaakov Avinu and Esav and the whole Sugi. So the Bitochen of the Ovis and the Shtadlis, that goes back probably, it must be 15 years by now, 12 years, I don't remember. But that's a very big sugya. Chavis Lavav is strong, Alem Chazni is strong, you know, the Indian of Bitochen and the Shtadlis. But so what's the right shear? I'm not going to what's the shear now of the Shtadlis. Now, I'm not saying you can't call up a rabbi or a gvir to make some Shtadlis to get a kid into the school. But whatever that shear is, of what's considered to be normal Shtadlis, that's a big Indian. What's normal ishtadlus? People have to be able to walk away and say, and to accept that Hashem is telling you that even though this seems to be the best school on earth for your kid, it's not. And it's not where your kid should go. And if your kid would go, it would be chalila, it would be a terrible tragedy. And to be able to walk away from that, b'simcha, to let go. The difficulty is knowing what's the shear of ishtadlus. You know, how crazy do you have to make yourself or other people to work something out? But this akshonis, it has to davki be like this. It's a davki be like this. That's not emuna. That's not bitochen. Hashem is bach. You could make this kid into a nice ben targum or bas targum. She could be a nice Jewish girl. He could be a nice Jewish boy. And doesn't Dafka have to be in this yeshiva? Doesn't Dafka have to be in this yeshiva? Could be in a different yeshiva. Like, I'm not saying to do something against halacha, chas v'shalom. They're both this youth. You were told that this, when you were at the chasna and you were at the smorgasbord, someone told you this is the best yeshiva in the whole world. And now you're crazy. This kid has gone to the yeshiva. It's not a lot of Dafka for your kid. It could be a good yeshiva for his kid, not for your kid. It's very, very hard to know. What's the shear of ishtadlus, right? But not by Shonis. I saw this mida by my father Zichron Levach all the time, because yeah, there were these things that would with the family, like the little things that would come up, and it wasn't going the way, like that was planned. And my father would just say, "There's nish, there's nish." That was the end of it. He would turn around, like we were going in the car. We were supposed to go somewhere. We couldn't go. Whatever. My father. So it was my all of us are like, no, we got to do that. Somebody. The father says, this is next. Good turn. I never saw him like worked up when it didn't follow the plan. I never ever saw him get all upset or nervous when it wasn't the mahalach that was expected. It was always the same thing. The end of it. And then if we start to talk about it from the back seat, me and my sister, or my mother's uncle's on Zion from the front seat would start to talk about it, my father would said, I said, Nisht is Nisht. That was the end of it. No more conversation. There was once, I remember so many years ago, this is like we were little kids. So we were chalishing to go to this, there was a, in the city, there was some kind of an exhibition or something. It was a whole thing. It was in the winter. I don't know what it was. We're going to this thing to go see this, and we're looking forward to it. And we get there, and there was like lines going around the corner, waiting there. People standing there. It was like 20 degrees out, and people standing on the corner. And my father says, "Nah, there's nothing. I'm not going to this." So my sister and I start with Daddy. With my father, says, we're not waiting on a line with. I don't want to. He used different lashonis about people that weren't Jewish, but we're not waiting on line with all of these people. We're not waiting online to go to this thing. We'll go someplace else. It wasn't because he didn't want us to be happy. He didn't have an inyan of akshanis. It was such a thing that never, if things, he was the biggest action when it came to Yiddishkeit, when it came to Ruchnius. When it came to like things in this world, like regular stuff, bechlal, not no akshanis at all. As always, it's not. I once told you there was a place that when we first came back to America, my wife and I. So, to get this place, we had to live, and this looked like the perfect place for us. We had to live, and this is a gewaldige house, and we're going to go to it. And we're talking to the owner, and the owner starts to play all kinds of games, stuff like this. And my father just went, bye bye. And I'm walking, I'm saying, but Daddy, you know, but it sounds like, as my father said, Nisht is Nisht. This person's not an elicha person. It's over. But then what are we going to do about a house? We know this is the best block. It's the nice front block. This is the block we want to be on. My father looks at me and says, what's the matter with you? What do you think? What's the matter with you? Like, you couldn't believe it. I was like talking like that. But this is the block. It has to be on this block because this is the best block. And here, the shul's one block away, and it's like this, like that. My father said, stop it. We'll get some other house. It doesn't have to be this house. It was always like that. Not. So what's the ishtalis? So my father called up the Rav, like that. My father never done such a thing anyway, like to get a Rav to get involved in his inyanim. Should I call up the Rav? Should I call up this one? Should I call up that one? Should I make your ishtalis? There's never anything like that with Nakshams at all. But when it came to something that was big, important in life, Bambus in life, he was a wall. It was Mamish Ani Chaimah. There was nothing you could change with him. He was unstoppable. When it came to those things in life that were real, that were big, it was unstoppable. And I saw that by Jews, the way that I grew up with. I saw such an Akshanis when it came to things of, when it came to things that were real, and when it came to things of this world, it was with the Bechlal. Nothing, no akshanis at all. We're not so used to that. Our generation feels very entitled, and when we want something, we want to have it. We want something, you have to have it. And to let's say, especially if you're planning something and you're looking forward to something, and then you know it doesn't work out. I see they're already putting into the they're already starting to advertise for Pesach for the hotels starting already. It's not even Hanukkah yet. It's like to advertise. So you can have this one wants to be this one wants that, and Nadavka want this, Nadavka want that, and everybody has all these expectations and hopes. And when it doesn't work out the way that you want. So our whole way of davening has to be with this pshitas, with this pashtas. Because we don't know. Could be. Bemis Ainzel Tova. How do you know that Davka getting a house in that block? Even though it seems to you that that's the best block in the whole neighborhood, how do you know that that's the Torah? It could be that that's Chalila would be terrible for you, that house. You don't know. So, to let go. Af pish nil on his little time so yes. We pel yoyz be sifra based tefila. Hey lo khir kem de gemara. So he brings the pel yoyz brings from the gemara neither. Dorash Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is dashing the pasuk in Navi in Yeshaya, where it says over there, "V'amarta b'yamahu, oidcha Hashem ki anafta bi." You will say on that day, "V'ama b'yamahu, oidcha Hashem ki anafta bi." I thank you, Hashem, ki anafta bi. Anafta is a lashon of anger. I'm going to thank you for showing me that you were angry with me. In other words, for depriving me or going against me. I want to thank you, Hashem, for you were angry with me. And now your anger has subsided and you have comforted me. So the Chazal understood this pasuk. Again, you heard the pasuk. I want to thank you for being angry with me. Now that your anger has subsided, you have comforted me. So the Gemara explains this pasuk. It's very, very, very important. The Gemara says the following. What does it mean? I want to thank you that you're angry with me. And now that you're not angry with me, for comforting me. So the Gemara says, "B'me'a kosa medabim." B'shnei b'nei odom she'yotzu l'schayim. There are two people that they're about to embark on a journey, on a trip, to get onto a boat for schayim, whatever, for merchandise, for business. They're about to go onto a boat for business. Right? They want to be able to do business someplace, and they're about to get onto a boat. Yoshev l'kaitz l'echad man. One of them got injured. Kites, whatever, something got stuck, he got hurt. And he couldn't get onto the boat. He couldn't take the trip. He had to stay back. He was sick. Whatever it is, he couldn't go on the boat for this big business trip. He got stuck at home. Hischil Macharf Magadiv. He started to be Macharf Magadiv. He was angry with Hashem. How could you do this to me? How could you do this to me? That Lashna, angry with Hashem. How could you do this to me? This is my once in a lifetime opportunity. So Gemara says, the Gemara is not telling an actual story. Gemara is saying that to understand this, that he heard later on at some point that unfortunately that boat sank. And now this guy who is screaming and angry at Hashem, now this guy is now he's thanking Hashem. So it's interesting. We thought that it's talking about Hashem being angry, and now the Gemara turns it all around about the person being angry. Right? The Gemara turns it all around. So this is the of the pasuk. The pasuk is saying is that there are many things in life that happen to us, and b'shas ma'aseh, when they happen, we feel as if Hashem is depriving us. He's angry with us, and he's mistreating us. We feel ki anafta bi, and the outcome of that is that we feel angry. We might not want to admit that because we want to be respectful, but we are hurt and we're angry. Sometimes a person will find out this story is not usually as simple where the boat sinks. That's only like in, you know, like from publications. But in real life, it doesn't happen like that. The boat just sinks all of a sudden, right? Oh, that's what it was. It doesn't usually work out that way. Sometimes in this life, you don't find that at all. But when the pasuk says, Yoshev Abcho Sanachameni, when the person sees now later on the good in him having missed that boat, whatever that missing the boat means in life, it's an expression to miss the boat. So when the person didn't get what he wanted, or it turned out different, and even though b'shas ma'aseh it seemed to him that Hashem was mistreating him, that Hashem was angry at him, but the truth, and as a result of that, the person himself feels angry. and hurt. But the pasuk ends and says, "V'yoshev aplos nachameni." It doesn't mean that Hashem's, the English is that Hashem's anger has subsided. But the Gemara is saying it doesn't mean that now Hashem has calmed down. Right? He was angry and now he worked it out. That's not what it means. The Gemara is saying what it means is, Yoshev Apus Nachmeni. Now I understand that Bishas Maya said, you were never angry at me. It wasn't that you were angry at me. There was something that you were doing for me that I needed in my life. That was a toiv and a chesed that you did for me. And I am comforted to now understand that what appeared to me as your anger has subsided. That's what Gemara is explaining. Doesn't mean that Hashem got all angry. It appeared to us, it seemed to us that Hashem is angry. It often appears to us that Hashem is, we're living through that, like one of the biggest things since we can remember of that, this tkufa that we're in right now, that what happened Simchas Torah, it says what happened is abcha, such a terrible, terrible tragedy. And it seems to us that Hashem, and there are some people who go around saying drushes, that oh, Hashem is angry, Hashem is angry, Hashem hates you, Hashem, and so on and so forth. And that's how it feels, that Hashem is angry. And this story will also, when the story ends, we don't know how this could be. And what the nechama is for those people, for those families, we don't understand these things. But Yahshua Abcha, and I will see how all of this was exactly how it had to be, even for those people who went through this difficulty and suffering, how it had to be. And that's the Toiv HaAmiti and Toiv HaNitzchi, even for those people and for their families and for all of Am Yisrael. So then, like the Gemara says, Hiskel Moide Meshaber, then we're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch. Then we're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch. Yoshuv Abchus Nachameni. Of course, the greater the apparent tragedy, the more difficult it is to believe in such a thing. And some people are having a very hard time with this. I was yesterday was Tuesday. Oh, no, yesterday was Wednesday. So I was Tuesday, I was in Mexico City, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Jewish community there. I'm obviously spoiled from them. And I went to speak in high school. Boys and girls, I spoke to high school, and after I spoke to them a little bit about some things, so then they wanted to ask questions to the kids, and there were all variations of the same question, and why is there suffering in the world? And then afterwards, I was talking to some of the kids privately. There's one boy in particular that struck me. He had very, very deep eyes and it was very intense. And he was telling me that he's so anxious he can't sleep at night. He's thinking about all these terrible things that have happened. And he's so broken. So I told him, you're a big eye of your soul, you love I'm your soul, it hurts you. This and they're all asking the same. So one kid had a question about some halach in Hilchos Chanukah. A question in Hilchos Chanukah. Other than that, it was all about like suffering. And I said to the kids, when I was talking to that, after I was talking to the principal told me that this boy is going through a very hard time or something in his life. Also, it wasn't just it's not just October. I said this, he has a yonim in his life. I saw there was a fire in his eyes. But I was saying that, you know, at this age, you should be thinking about like, you know, who's going to take you to the prom or something. I don't know. Like happy things. But all of a sudden, their nice, cozy, happy world was attacked by what's been going on. And they're sensitive and they care. They're feeling Hashem. They're feeling like Hashem is angry. Because when I spoke, of course, I was talking to them about how Hashem loves them. So this girl stood up and was saying, how do you see that Hashem loves us? It's a good question. She said like this, how do you see that Hashem loves us? What happened? people. So that's on their minds. We're talking about. It's a very good question. I don't blame them at all. And it's hard for anybody to hear, especially a young person to hear Yoshev Abchos Nachameini, that in the end we're going to be Moedim Shaber, that we're going to be thanking Hashem and making a yontif over what happened, Shmini Atzeres. It's hard to hear. So maybe we couldn't hear in early years that there's going to be a yontif of what happened in 1939. To hear Yoshev Abchos Nachameini, the marshal of the Gemara, that a guy couldn't make the boat, is a lot easier than Shmini Atzeres and the Holocaust. He didn't make a couple of deals. It's not the same thing. But it's the same Yisod. And as Maminim, again, it has to be explained, especially to young people, to try to talk to them in the way it shows, to look to them in the privately a little bit. It has to be explained, talked to, in a way that they try to understand. But that's what it means. He says, Anafta Loshon Kas. Meshakosav Gambi is son of Hashem. The Moshe Benu felt this also. That Hashem is angry at him. He didn't let him come to Eretz Yisrael. All these years, I'm working for you. So Gambi is son of Hashem. Hashem is angry at me. That's the lashon of Anafta. Moshe Benu felt that Hashem is. And we still do. We still, even now, it's so many years later. Like we still don't feel when it comes to those parishes. Come on, why can't you let them in? You know? So we heard because of this aveira and that aveira. You know, they're trying to all the mafreshim are trying to come up with aveiras for Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, halavai we should have his aveiras. You know, so every one of us feels like when you come to parishes Beschanan, that let him go, let him in. Those what couldn't that this can't work out. The Moshe Rabbeinu can't come to SSL. And Hashem doesn't want a million, billion, trillion times more than us. He doesn't feel for Moshe Rabbeinu. He loves Moshe Rabbeinu a billion times more than us. But Hashem knows it's a tachlis ha'toyer for Am Yisrael. And for Moshe Rabbeinu is, stop here. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, be a son of Hashem. Be a son of Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, just 1 second, u'hoid l'Hashem amasha nidka me'akoitz. See, and this guy that missed the boat was thanking Hashem that he got injured, going onto the boat. He got injured and he had to get off. Or he had to come back. Because of the several and the yisurim, the pain, the suffering, it seemed that Hashem was really angry at him and mistreating him. He couldn't go on the boat, and as a result of that, he was saved. His life was saved. By not going into the boat. Shematim Reb Levi Yitzchak means Reb Levi Yitzchak not from Badish, but Reb Levi Yitzchak Bender, the rest of a Shpia, a big tzaddik. Shasipa Reb Yisrael Karduna was also a big rest of a tzaddik. Shahi only Morud, this Reb Yisrael Karduna was even in a place where people were so poor, he was like the poorest. It was a very, very, very hard life. Adshal Hayla Kessel Vignos Magafai. The worst thing was to live in the Ukraine without having a pair of boots. He couldn't afford a pair of boots. I guess his old ones fell apart completely. He couldn't, whatever. He didn't have a pair of boots. Rabbi Yisrael HaYitzel HaSadil HaSbaydus. Now, this Rabbi Yisrael was always going out to his Baydus. You understand? He would go out to these forests. These places over there have, you know, 2 feet of snow all over the place. And he's walking out in these places. And he would go out even in the coldest Russian winters. He would go out to his Bardis. And we shouldn't think that when he would get back into the place where he lived that he had nice, you know, heating. He didn't have a pair of boots. So it was very, very cold. So Levi Sabenda said, I guess maybe he heard him, or that the tzaddik of Yisrael Karduna was davening Rabbi Shalom. Tazmili Mos Uchluk this Magamafim. I'm begging you, can you get me some money that I can buy a pair of boots? But then he said, but but if you, who knows all secrets, if you know that it's better that I not have these boots, because you know the secrets of the of my neshama and why I'm here and whatever it is, and maybe I'm supposed to just freeze it, I don't know. You know all secrets, all hidden things. Then what? I'm asking you, tain be das, and give me das. Sha'ovin sheni nisuch, and help me to understand and open my mind up that it should become clear to me. Sheni nisuch lahem, that I don't have to have these boots. And they said, ma'oid mebabalasi. Kibisol was saying, because I'm very confused. Because it seems to me that I'm trying to go daven and it's cold and I need a pair of boots. So it seems to me that would be the right thing. And if you know that it's not the right thing, then please open up at least my mind. Help me with that. I'm davening the Yisrael of my mind to understand why Yisrael Kaduna doesn't need these boots. And I should understand that. That it should be clear to me. Because the way I'm right now is it's causing me confusion. I had this so the other day when I was away, so I was very, very, very disappointed that I couldn't go to the rally. I was very disappointed, but I had no way that I could change the schedule because the people there already arranged everything. It would have been terrible, busy audience. So I had to go. So I'm there, and I'm trying to think of what some Torah to say to the Chevron. The whole time I'm thinking about being with everybody and being together, you know, and it was making me crazy. I was on Tuesday. I was thinking about this, and I just built bullying from it, because the worst thing is when you're in one place and you're thinking about being in another place. And I always teach people, don't do that. I'm always giving H's like that to everybody. This is what Hashem wants you. And I say some fancy Torah from the Rabbi and Kalina comes with it. It's a package. And this is why this is the best place for you. You know, Rabbi and Kalina says that your heart shouldn't be against the place that you're in. This is the place that Hashem sent you right now. You're on Shlichus. I give these talks to everybody. And I'm sitting there thinking, I can't believe what am I doing in Mexico City? The whole island, every Jew is now, I'm supposed to be with the Chavra, with everybody there. And I had this machshav and it was making me crazy. So I shared it with my wife. And she basically said to me, isn't that what you teach everybody? Isn't that what you're always talking about? And I said, yeah, I just needed to hear that. You know, I need a little chizuk on that nekuda. Because she was looking on her phone at all the people. And we saw early in the morning, I saw the guys, they sent some pictures, and the guys were shachris, and I saw some pictures, and Yitzchak Mordechai, you know, he has a lot of pictures, and I'm seeing the pictures, and I'm thinking, what am I doing over here? All this Spanish stuff going on, and I'm in the middle of this place, I don't know what I'm doing over here. I'm supposed to be with the Chevra. And I had to miss Yash, and then I broke through with Baruch Hashem, but it took me enough to break through that this is exactly where Hashem's about. Because I was thinking this once in a lifetime, where else do you get to be with so many people together, so many to have such a chizik and to be with everybody and it was so hard that klipa of you know getting through that I really really asked Hashem to help me to feel the truth that I teach other people and to feel it in a deep way that this is where you sent me now. So it wouldn't have been exactly this day. I would have found out a month before, whatever, and could have changed it. And this is exactly where you wanted me to be. And I have to be here and I have to talk to these. And you wanted me to meet these Jews today. This is the day that you want me to be in this with these people and talk. It's interesting because I had a conversation with one of the chevra over there afterwards, and it was talking something that was very much Omer al Perik now in his life, that I saw there was Ashgach already, that why Hashem wanted me to talk to this person at this time. It was an Indian, very interesting Indian that came out. But that's a hard thing, Bishas Maisa, to be able to accept it. So it's certainly fine to daven to Hashem, and that's what I was doing. I asked Hashem, help me to feel this, help me to understand this. Why is it? And I believe that he did help me. When I met that person, this was the last conversation with anybody that I had over there before I left. Right before we went to the airport, there was this Yid that I spoke to. And then I was such an Indian that that was very clear that it was meant this meeting to be. And, you know, because when you give divrei, when you say Torah, you feel like, oh, kids, you know, I can say Torah here, I can say Torah there. We can all learn together any place. What's the difference if I learn here, I learn there? But this particular Jew is a certain Indian. And I asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me to understand, why wouldn't you want me to be with everybody else? Like, why did you send me to this Reis Kavach and Dika place? What am I doing here? And why wasn't I with everybody? And that's totally good to daven for. And that's what he says, that Reb Levi Yitzchak saw from this Reb Yisrael, that he davened this, that he said that in such a way. Tein bi das she'oven she'ni nitzvach lahem. And if I can't get these boots, then help me to understand or to feel or to become whole, and not to stay in this place of why can't I have boots? Why can't I get to Washington? Why is this happening to me? To get out of that place of bilbulim, and to say, help me, Hashem, to be misyashiv with this, to understand that you're not angry at me. You're not angry at me. That's what the pasuk is saying. You're not angry at me. Yoshev Abchus Nachameni, now I see that you're not angry at me. In my story, I saw now, you're not angry at me that you didn't let me go. It's just that you love this yid so much, because there was something that he was talking about that happens, that on that Indian, there was something that I was able to help him with. So you sent me to talk to this person. So it's kedai to have one person missing from the rally to talk to this Jew. And that's how these things, Hashem runs the world in such ways. And then to be Moed Meshabach, and to Yoshev Abchus Nachmen, you're not angry at me. You love me, and you love this other person, and you wanted to do something that would help, and that's all. So this Rabbi Saul Kaduna was saying, it's affecting my davening. I'm having a hard time davening because I feel like you're depriving me of these boots. So you have a reason that I don't have these boots yet, and if you could help me to at least understand why not, or to at least be besimcha, to feel that, and to feel whole with that, and I should be able to daven, and not to be bothered by these thoughts. And okay, I'm sure that's the Taiva Nitzchis, that I should go barefoot into the woods. What am I going to do? That's the Taiva Nitzchis, and that's, you know it, that that's the best thing for me. Then just help me to understand that this is the. That's what I've mentioned many times over the years, that when we daven, we say, "Hord l'Hashem ki tov l'olam chazda, yom ne'esal ki l'olam chazda." So we say, "Hord l'Hashem ki tov." We believe, "Hord l'Hashem ki tov ki l'olam chazda." Everything you do is for the best. But yom ne'esal ki l'olam chazda. Please help me to understand why this is the best for me. Yom ne'esal. I should be able to say why this is good for me. I know it's good for me, but I don't see how it's good for me. So, "Hord l'Hashem ki tov l'olam chazda." Everything you do is ki l'olam chazda. But right now, I don't understand how this is good for me. So, could you bring this down so that it will be even Yorim HaNoi Yisrael Kilom Chazda? That even me, Yisrael, this Jew, I should be able to say, this is taka a good thing. Like this guy that had the problem with his foot and he couldn't get onto the boat. Hashem showed him why he was able to see why it was good for him that he didn't go onto the boat. So we could ask Hashem to show me, help me understand why this is the right thing for me. And even at that, you know, not with Akshonis, but to ask Hashem in a humble way, do you help me to understand why this is... To Hashem is going to help all of Am Yisrael understand why this that happened now, we could already see. Mm-hmm. And I've been talking about this past few weeks. You could already see unbelievable things why Hashem is working. And Hashem, in one minute, he turned the hearts of the Jewish people back towards each other. In 1 minute. The hearts of Am Yisrael are back toward each other. It's to bring Mashiach. Because the way that it was going is all Jews were, everybody going crazy, fighting and yelling and crazy things are going on, and I said, "So everywhere it's time." And then all of a sudden, my wife showed me a thing that there's some. I don't know if you heard of this. There's a coffee store, in the city, and that the ladies that they left the place that the Palestinians would have, and then the Jews were standing around the corner online, all different kinds of Jews standing to help him and to go help him and to buy there and to do things for him. Such things that in 1 minute Hashem took away the whole confusion of Jews not caring about each other and being conflicted with each other. Hashem took that away. And with the exception of some, holdouts, Hashem will open their eyes too, which shouldn't be with any tzaras, God forbid. But Jews, and that doesn't make a difference to me. Remember, we saw that there was this terrible clip that was a few months ago about some lady yelling at some Lubavitcher bacha was trying to put tefillin on people, right? And this lady was screaming at him, 100%. What was the lesson that Ushi told me? He was at the rally. He said that there was Lubavitchers were going around there with tefillin. It was like feeding, like was sharp, like they were feeding. What's the word?
Feeding frenzy.
Yeah, feeding frenzy. That's what he said. It was like they said, "Wow, Lubavitchers, they were there. They never saw so many Jews in one place. They can't. They're not filmed to go around." And all people everybody wanted to put on film. So he said that. He told me I was on the phone. He said, "Daddy, the Lubavitchers have feeding frenzy. What's going on over here? That's crazy with film, with the chaver. Jews don't want to put on film." 2 months ago, this guy could have been yelling. And somebody came to him with a pair of tefillin. Some Lubavitcher walked to him and said, "Start yelling at him. Who are you? What do you think you're doing? And I don't want to put on. And don't tell me what to do." And now they're standing on the way waiting to put on tefillin. No, and Hashem took down this whole game like that. It's terrible. It's terrible. 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 What happened? That's not the. It's not a steer. Hashem has mysterious ways, and all those neshamas that are still suffering and whatever they went through, they're all kelim in Hashem, and they were zeicher. However, it was why Hashem brought about this inyan through them. All of this will be told at the end of time. Why Davka through them it came out that they were the ones that are being Hashem through them brought about such a thing that Jews could be again with each other and we should be able to love each other, not to have all these crazy things going on. So Hashem runs the world in such a way we don't know, but we can ask Hashem to help us understand. And here Hashem is helping us already to understand. Everything should be with chesed and gluyim in a way that we can understand, and it should be good in a way that's tov aniriv aniglu lamatim asar tzlachim in the best way possible for all of Am Yisrael.